For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Throughout a career of more than 50 years, Clara Schumann was considered the foremost woman pianist of her time. Her concert programs and her high musical standards changed the character of the solo piano recital in the 19th century. She introduced much new music by her husband Robert, as well as by Chopin and Brahms, and she was also distinguished as being the first pianist to perform many of Beethoven's sonatas in public. Born in Leipzig in 1819, Clara Schumann was carefully trained from the age of five as a pianist and a musician by her father, Friedrich Wieck. She made her debut at the Leipzig Gewandhaus at age nine in 1828, the same year she met Robert Schumann, who was then 18. The story of Robert and Clara is a famous one. This gifted little girl and this brilliant teenage boy developed a friendship over many years that finally exploded into love. Her father, however, refused to consent to their marriage, in part because his possessive and intense control over her musical development and career did not allow him to share Clara with any man. Clara was torn between her loyalty to her doting and controlling father and the man she loved. In the end, they did marry, and Clara bore Robert eight children while continuing her highly successful career as a pianist. Although her principal music career was that of a pianist, she did enjoy composing and left us a handful of lovely pieces. She wrote in her diary, "I once thought that I possessed creative talent, but I have given up this idea. A woman must not desire to compose. No one has ever been able to do it, and why should I expect to? It would be arrogance." But 5 years later, she wrote, referring to the trio we're listening to, "There is nothing greater than the joy of composing something oneself and then listening to it. There are some pretty passages in my trio, and I think it is fairly successful as far as form goes. Of course, it is only a woman's work, which is always lacking in force and, here and there, in invention." And what did her husband Robert think of her composing? Here's an excerpt from his writing in their joint diary. February 1843. "Clara has written a number of smaller pieces which show a musicianship and a tenderness of invention such as she has never before attained. But children and a husband who is always living in the realms of imagination do not go well with composition. She cannot work at it regularly, and I am often disturbed to think how many tender ideas are lost because she cannot work them out. Still, in time, Clara did find time to compose. She wrote songs and gave them to Robert for Christmas and birthday presents. As a young girl, she wrote a piano concerto, and she wrote some chamber works and piano pieces." Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.